This article is brought to you by the best-selling books They Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why no employee engagement is a communication failure. What happened? Gallup's latest research shows employee engagement has stalled at troublingly low levels across the workforce. The numbers point directly at one culprit: managers who are not connecting with their people in any meaningful way. This is not a benefits problem or a compensation problem. It is a communication problem sitting in plain sight, wearing a leadership title. The communication angle. Here is what the Gallup data is actually telling us. When engagement tanks, the first thing most executives do is launch a survey, post the results on a slide deck, and call a town hall. They talk at people, they present, they broadcast, and then they wonder why nothing changes. That approach is the problem, not the solution. The core failure here is directional. Most managers communicate in one direction down. They issue updates, explain decisions, and announce changes. What they almost never do is create the conditions for real two-way dialogue. And before you say, but we have open door policies, let me stop you. An open door is not a conversation. It is a piece of furniture. Engagement dies in the silence between announcements. The specific communication breakdown Gallup keeps documenting comes down to frequency and specificity. Managers who actually move engagement numbers talk to their people regularly, not quarterly. And when they talk, they get specific. Not how's everything going, but what's one thing slowing you down right now that I could actually fix? The difference between those two questions is the difference between a shrug and a real answer. One invites performance, the other invites politeness. There is also a deeper issue around acknowledgement. People do not leave jobs. They leave managers who make them feel invisible. The communication fix here is not complicated, but it requires intention. Recognition has to be specific and timely. Good work this quarter lands like a form letter. The way you handled that client call on Tuesday changed the outcome of that deal lands like respect. Specificity is what turns words into motivation. Leaders who are reading engagement scores as an HR metric are already behind. Engagement scores are communication report cards. Low scores mean your people are not hearing what they need to hear, and they are not being heard at all. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes conversations gives you a framework for shifting from broadcasting to actually connecting, because the words you choose in a one-on-one either build trust or quietly erode it, and most managers have no idea which one they are doing. The takeaway. Before your next one-on-one with a direct report, write down one specific thing they did recently that had a real impact, name the exact moment, and say it out loud in the first 2 minutes of the meeting. Not as a warm-up, as the point. Do this consistently for 30 days and watch what happens to the energy in your team. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.